This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday.
Same to you.
Thank you so much.
It's a birthday week for you. How you feel?
It is a birthday week for me. It's funny because there's a couple things going on this week that are birthday
involved. Why is that funny?
It's just, I don't know. Usually it just happens on the one day and then that's that.
Well, like, tell me what the seller, so they've given you a...
We went on a Segway tour and actually...
To a different place?
Yeah, we went to... Oh, good. Last time we went to Golden Gate Park, to like the west end of the park, and that was super fun, really loved it. And so when it came up again, you know, all these different things that we could do, I was like, yeah, I would totally do another Segway tour. This time we went from Fisherman's Wharf all the way down to like Fort Mason,
mm-hmm.
and way down onto the Marina Green, like down to the yacht club, and out onto a pier and everything. It was great. It's so stupidly fun. Like, you're just dumb the whole like.
Are you riding on paths or are you riding with cars?
That's the thing. I would say that I enjoyed the one in Golden Gate Park much more because it was all in the park. Like, even when you were on a road,
it's
a park and everyone's going pretty slow. Mm-hmm. And this was stressful.
But there are cars in the park.
There are.
Oh, okay.
But it's just a park, you know? It's like you're not on a main thoroughfare. Like, we were going down main streets. We went through the whole... We went down Lombard Street, which was really cool.
Didn't Capurro get hit by a car in Golden Gate Park?
That does sound familiar.
I think he was running in Golden Gate Park and got hit by a car.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, people are
that.
Definitely trying to use the park as a cut through.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, we were on trails. But this was all streets, basically. There was very little off-roading.
I've done a lot less road biking because cars
are scary.
So scary.
I'm very stressed out when I'm even just like, there's lots of good solid bike lanes everywhere, but you know, there's cars parked to your right, and there's doors that open, and I'm always just like, the less riding near cars I do, the better.
I feel way safer mountain biking.
Well, you probably are.
Right.
You know,
I mean, I
even
can
with all the
what I put, how many chances I take,
right,
and I don't have to worry about the texting driver or the Uber stop.
The texting driver is real. Did I already tell you guys about what happened like last week? I think Thursday we were here pretty late, and there was a car parked like before the Robin Williams Tunnel. Did I tell you guys this?
No.
Is that when we performed for
it is.
The theater?
Yes.
It is when we performed for the theater.
Okay, go on.
So there's a car parked before the Robin Williams Tunnel, Rainbow Tunnel, whatever it is, and it pulls out into traffic, and I'm one lane over from the slow lane, I guess, whatever, the exit lane. And it just pulls out, but then continues to sort of swerve over into my lane. I'm like, isn't that one of the, like, if you were parked on the side of the highway, it's like, I would be so scared just to get back on the highway. And this guy's just texting away, slides into my lane. Slam on my brakes almost. Then he freaking goes back the other way. And he just, I mean, then I was sort of ahead of him. And I'm watching him in my rear view the whole way down the hill. I was like, maybe he's drunk.
Mm.
Maybe he's wasted at 11 in the morning and driving, but it just, you know, he looked like he was on his phone.
Wow.
I know. It's just, please stop doing that. Don't you listen to Vinny, you guys? He says it every day.
Don't text and drive. Check. Damn.
Boom. So anyway, it was a great day. Had a great time. My son made beef Wellington. Good thing I didn't give up beef. It was delicious.
All right. I don't know what that means.
It's like what's a filet mignon cut? Like ribeye? So we bought before they cut it into pieces, it's long. And he wraps it in a puff pastry that he home makes.
It's pastried.
And it's got like this mushroom remoulade all on it and wrapped in prosciutto. I mean, it's so freaking elaborate. And it was so delicious. Oh, and then
Sounds heavy.
Oh my God. Like you're so more you're, heavy you're stuff. Sick afterward. Then lastly, I put 10 pounds on this weekend. So all we did was eat.
You did?
Oh my God, I'm sure. So Saturday night we went up for a big dinner in Fisherman's Wharf and
oh,
so
where'd
I
you
guess
guys go?
There's no exercise in a Segway
no.
tour. Okay.
Zero. I got all my exercise yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, you know what? It's hard on your back. Mm. After a while, your back feels compressed, like every little bump is just
yeah.
Like you wind up just bending your knees hard to have some kind of shock absorption. So Saturday night we went to Pier Market, which is somewhere on Pier 39. And then last night we had Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Because my brother and sister-in-law are going to be gone next week. And Hooman ate all the turkey, all the everything. Mm. So, but he did a spatchcocked turkey. Sounds hot, right? My brother cooked the turkey.
Oh, so he made Thanksgiving for everybody.
He made the turkey. And Debbie made the mashed potatoes. I did the corn, the stuffing, the cranberry.
Wow.
So it was a group effort. But we decided to have a Thanksgiving dinner together because he got this turkey. And the spatchcocking is, you sort of cut the thing open and lay it flat. Like the whole thing is super flat. Like the breast is up on the top, but then everything else is just, it's been cut and spread out. But it was delicious.
In the oven?
He does it in the smoker.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was, it was fun. We had like a whole birthday thing.
You did eat a lot.
Oh my God.
That's how they cut all the birds in Vietnam. I noticed that.
Oh really?
Yeah. They're all laid out really flat.
Yeah, really flat.
Including like other animals.
But they keep the bone?
Although I have had spatchcock chicken where most of the bone was gone.
But they lay it on the bone.
They do seem to.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, those lower ones there. It's just been cut open and spread apart. So the back it's been cut right down the back and that part's spread out so all the good stuff's on top.
That sounds good.
It's really...
I'm looking at pictures. It looks great.
Yeah, it's delicious. And then this week I got a lunch with some girlfriends and that's, you know, for my birthday and... And that's it.
Hot ass Danielle in that group, or
no, the core five.
Oh, yeah. Marianne.
Yes,
got it.
Sherry,
good for you.
Heather.
Well, that seems like a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot, but it's great. You know, I feel the love. I got some birthday cards. The village sent me a birthday card.
Aww,
that was nice.
Tell us what his deal is.
He lives in Arizona.
I'm talking about the Filipino girlfriend.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't had a long talk with him about that. I don't know what's happening with the Filipino catfisher. I just don't know.
Catfisher?
I don't know, man.
It doesn't seem right.
About him.
We've heard a lot of stories. It's a very...
He's in love. Last I heard, anyway, and it's been a while. But he just bought a trailer home, so he lives in a park there. I'm like, oh my God, look at you go.
He
wow.
lives...
He lives in a trailer park in Arizona.
Like a single wide or double wide?
It looks pretty nice, actually.
Like trailers can be really nice, but I thought he was on the move. Like, isn't he a guy who keeps getting moved around?
He was working for this company that does government contracts at airports and stuff, but I think that ended. Mm. And I'm not sure. You know, I don't try to delve too much into what he's got going on. But he sent me photos of this place, and it's super cute and...
He's happy.
I know. Hey, you know, and he's like, well, I'm buying in. I can't afford a house, so I'm going to buy this. I'm like, all right. Sounds good. Like, it's very quiet there, Sarah.
Well, yeah, he lives around old people.
Yeah. Well, he is old people now. We're all old people. Who knew this was going to happen?
Bite your tongue. Long way from
yourself.
The old folks neighborhood. Sheesh.
Well, don't worry. Those kids will keep you young, Vin.
Oh, let me tell you. Happiness has me in a headlock.
Lucky.
A deep
chokehold?
Right on the.
Surprised you can talk.
It's hard to breathe. Mm. I'm so happy. Yeah.
How's your daughter?
She's okay. She's not better. So, but
did they rule some stuff out?
Nope. And... We'll find out hopefully today or Tuesday. Right. We're hoping for a call today to.
Relieve the tension.
Yeah, it'd be nice to hear some news.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So that's sort of just in a holding pattern. I the main thing I had to do, because the missus has been working overtime at work and on the kid was on Saturday morning. I was like, I got the kids. Go run. Go do whatever.
Go have some fun.
I got this.
Bring back coffee.
And like like 2 hours later, I don't know how many hours later, I wrote, you know, hey, how's it going on a text? And she goes, I'm fine. The question is, how are you?
Well, I'm writing, so
you're reaching out to me. What's up?
Sweat beaded up on my upper lip, and I'm like pitted out, and I don't.
Well,
pit
hope
out.
Baby broke through the family room wall.
Oh my God,
to the outside.
I took them to this little gym that actually I always take my older daughter. I took the younger daughter.
Oh. You can't sit in the car for that one.
No, you can't. You have to stay right over the kid. Mm. And she's fearless. So for a little while, it was fun. And then the older kids were starting to... There's lots of swinging on ropes.
Sure.
And she's not picking up any of the
kick
danger.
In the head. Yeah.
Right. She's just marching along. So I got her out of there.
Yeah.
Do they have a separate area for the younger? No.
Oh,
no.
Boy. So they're all right there in Dangerville.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, we got there early enough that she had plenty of space at first. But as the older kids got in there and started really, and
going
by older
town.
Kid, I mean 5-year-olds, right. But they are
older though. They're significantly more coordinated and can do some of the things that are going to pose a danger to a 1-year-old.
So we went for a nice long walk while sister played,
and
it was all good. When I got home, Mom was very relieved. So
good.
So did you drop the kids off and leave?
I didn't leave, but I was like, okay, I'm going to watch some football and find something else to do around here. Mm. Yeah. And then I got
your turn.
I got to surf yesterday. So it was a good weekend, but, you know.
Cool.
Yeah. I had a good weekend. I had to do a lot of, you know, this garden thing. You think you're just going to stick it in and it's going to be, and that's going to be
like
that.
It's like an everyday thing.
I don't think that at all. Mm. That's why I don't do it at all, ever.
It's just a lot of work, and I leave it until it's like just staring at me. So I had to get the ladder out yesterday and climb up to the top of all the pergolas and hard prune everything back. Because it's just so, like this, you know, the grapevine goes freaking bananas and gets up into the tree and...
You don't want to hire a gardener for that?
I have a guy who comes and cuts my lawn and does the, you know, blows the leaves off and everything, but I can do it. So why, you know, I'm not going to have some other gardener too. I actually do, once I'm doing it, I enjoy it.
Ooh, yeah.
I do. And
it seems kind of relaxing.
Didn't say you didn't.
It is. You're just going to have to tell the guy what to do anyway, so you might as well do it
I know,
yourself.
Exactly. And I'm going to, you know.
I think it was John that was saying that you don't let him cut the trees because he cuts too much of it or something like that.
Yeah, I like to do the. Mm-hmm. I like to
so
do
you have the eye for it. That's why you want to hire somebody.
Well, I just, you know, I have my way of doing things.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has that. And also all the soil levels, because we filled a lot of the yard. You know, we built some retaining walls and did different levels and stuff. And so a lot of that soil has sunk down a lot. So I'm pulling all the plants out of all that stuff. We're going to add more topsoil. I'm going to replant everything next year.
Gardening.
So that was, it's fun. It actually is really fun, but it's just a lot of, you know, even though it wasn't hot yesterday, I was still freaking sweat rolling, you know.
Well, and there's your exercise.
Right, exactly. And I needed it with all the food I ate this weekend.
Just
my God.
Your Apple Watch on it really.
I don't wear that. That makes me feel guilty.
Oh, all right, fine.
No, you're right.
It makes you feel guilty.
Yeah, it's just constantly bugging me to, like, do things
but
I don't want to do.
You'll crush those rings gardening. You really will.
I'm sure that would happen. I didn't.
Is that how you do it?
Sometimes I do. Like the other day,
he always sends me pictures of like little yard projects.
I did yard work and some construction around the house, and I turned my Apple Watch because I'm constantly going up and down these ladders and carrying this over here, and so that was like 6 hours of work that I just left it on for. And like 2,000 calories later, I'm like,
nice.
Damn.
You know, you don't even have to turn the watch to like I'm doing an activity.
I have to.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Like heart rate, it seems
supposedly
like it kicks
does,
it on.
But it doesn't give me my rings. I can do something for two hours and. And it just doesn't close, but if I turn it on, it closes like 4 times over.
Wow.
I'm like, what a
well,
scam!
Turn the damn
so
thing
now I have
on,
to intentionally
man.
Turn it on. Yeah, I know. First world problems.
I know. My Apple Watch isn't tracking my activities.
Exactly.
I like my Apple Watch. I really didn't think I would, but it's turned
well,
out to
love
be.
You love to have exercise, too. I mean, you definitely are a person who seems to really enjoy that.
Getting out there.
I do.
You
want to hear a weird story?
Yes, I love weird
stories.
My favorite
time.
Kind of story.
I showed up when I didn't get to go surfing on Saturday, but I went on Sunday and I got up early and was like, I'm out there. And I didn't even want to get caught. Kids are weird. They're like,
oh,
yes. They see you and then they go, can I have a glass of water? And then 2 seconds later, they're like, hey, could I get, and you start going, what the, you're like Velcro.
It's
or something.
Proximity. It's
get
a,
you
their
off
proximity
of me.
Alert goes off and that is it. You are not getting out of their sight.
Right. So
what are you doing? Where are you going? Well, can I go?
Right. So I absolutely was on get out of here before anybody wakes up. So I get to this spot where I'm going to surf really early. And yet, it wasn't that, like...
I mean, it's 7:30, it's light out, and it's not...
But I'm all alone there, and I'm going, what don't I know? Why am I all alone here?
Because normally you wouldn't be. Mm.
Well, somebody would be in this parking lot. Someone would be...
So what's the deal?
Well, I went out anyway, but I absolutely was like, is there a note? I actually looked.
Or is that shark warning?
Is there a shark warning or something I don't know about?
That's scary.
It was weird to be, so I went out by myself.
Does that kind of scare you? Don't surfers kind of look out for each other?
I think most surfers prefer to have a little bit of a percentage of a chance that they're not the ones that get
eaten. Well, two of you, right. Change it down to 50-50.
Exactly right. So, I mean, I there's some of that.
Right.
And yeah, it's nice to know that someone's got your back if you find yourself into trouble. But I wasn't thinking trouble. I was absolutely thinking...
Shark.
What's
up? Is there a shark deal? Something happened?
Is there a red tide? Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I went out and had a blast, but it was... One of those moments where
did
I was
people
sitting,
join
I'm
you?
Sitting in my car, drinking my coffee, going, why no?
After the fact, did people show
later,
up?
Later, yes, people showed up.
Oh,
and then it got downright crowded, and I was glad for the time I had to
for
myself.
The alone time, right.
Because I got some good ones.
Good. I know that makes you happy.
Oh, man. You can't even believe when you... I can't explain it. Never mind. There's no point trying.
Please do, though.
There's something about the rush and the speed and the energy of just rolling along on top of the water with this with the whole ocean pushing behind you. It's a trip. It really, you can't, like you were talking about that TV show Kelly Slater's going to do, and it's going to be, what is it called? The Ultimate Surfer?
I think it is called Ultimate Surfer.
Yeah, that's it.
And I actually hadn't heard of it until you mentioned it. And I still don't know that they can make that show work because people don't, if you don't go in the ocean and you don't try it, you'll never understand what that's about.
Who will probably.
But they won't. That show is only going to work if they find the stories that make people.
Right. That are compelling.
Attached to them.
Well, it's like Ultimate Fighter. Like, to me, I don't care about that. But sometimes I get sucked into the show because John's got it on. I hear this dude's, like, he tells his whole childhood or whatever. Or he's got some conflict with someone else in the house. And I know that guy's story, too.
Even the same for Survivor. As you get to, or Big Brother, even. Right. You get to know them, and then you start to get attached. And then you're willing to watch them compete because you kind of have...
Right. You have a
an invested
factor.
Interest yeah. in them.
Right.
So that's the only way that show's going to work because it really doesn't translate.
Yeah.
You know, meh.
Did you get the feeling?
Of what he just described?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been dreaming. I was telling Sarah that I was dreaming about surfing for some reason. And so I was like, curious. I don't know.
I'm sure. I'll tell you what. With your balance, you'd be really good.
Yeah,
it takes, though.
Sure, learning curve.
Though. Yeah. It takes a youthful energy. And you can't accept defeat. And that involves months and months of practice. I think it's trippy because skiing, you can learn in a day.
Oh, my God. It's so true.
You can learn it in a day. And I don't mean you're good. You're not Johnny Mosley in a day.
But you're going down a green run.
But right.
You're controlling yourself.
And if you go for a week and go every day for 5 days, you're pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, you can start going down
more advanced runs.
You
start to get it together. It's
you
true.
You start to get a little bit like, oh, everyone keeps their edges together. Okay, let's get my legs pulled in. And you, very quickly, you're starting to get some skill.
And, well, I actually thought that snowboarding was the hardest thing I ever did. Like, I hurt myself doing it, and it's exhausting because you're constantly on your ass. But skiing, you do learn. You learn it in an hour.
Right.
Once you got, like, snowplow down, you're fine. You've got it. You can do all the green runs. And you're right. By the end of a week, you go 7 days, not even in a row, and suddenly you're like, yeah, all the blues, no problem. And then by the end of a season, if you ski all the time, you're doing diamond runs.
Right.
So you're not, no problem.
Now, that's not to... What Johnny Mosley does in 20 seconds is totally different than what you'd be able to do even in years and years of practice. Like what he does, I think Pat must, didn't you say Pat was questioning like the, that, the what they do in one run is becomes instinct. They've done it so much and it's still.
He talks about that, I think on, so Johnny Mosley podcast comes out on Mondays and the one today is about, it's about the, how he goes to this like 1-2-3 thing in his head where it's not about, oh my God, this is it, this is the run. It's get to the first turn. Here's what you do at the, you know, it's all these like, it's all the things you did in every single practice without letting and being able to shut out the fact that there's Olympic rings down at the bottom of the hill.
And he finally opens up and like relives the moment of winning that
gold medal. He totally relived it.
It was pretty cool.
That's on today's show, right?
Standing on the podium and all that
stuff. Oh, right, how he felt about that and what they do to you. Because like initially there's a ceremony right there at the base of the hill. And then you can't see your family. You don't see anyone. They take you for a blood test. Pee test, whatever.
They're watching you pee because they want to make sure it's yours.
You show your dink to them and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's a whole, he told the whole, and he like almost glazed over and told the thing. It was fascinating, actually.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, it was really good. So that's on today's.
What they've done, too, is because he's done this so much, he's removed, this goes back to what I was saying about learning skiing. The first time you get air on skis, you're so scared you will start to try and fly out of it. You swing your arms like, oh my God! and it takes a certain amount of times doing it and landing it to even handle a foot in the air,
right?
Much less 20 feet in the air and then start hucking flips.
Mm-hmm.
The body control they have is from years and years of doing it.
Didn't somebody jump off a bridge or bungee jumped and the line snapped or something, but they were a gymnast and they wound up they had such body control that they were able to not stick the landing but they were able to get into the water without dying.
I don't know that
story. It was pretty recent. And the guy was like, my training took over. He's like maybe a high diver or something like a gymnast.
Hmm.
It was some crazy thing. But I always think about that. Like any little off balance, I'm pinwheeling my arms. And on skis for sure. Like you have to like tell yourself, my arms stay here, my butt sticks out.
I've got some experience with that with skateboarding as a kid, learning to do aerials and ride them. It takes work.
Yes.
To be
because your instinct is
right, and to fly. You're actually flying. Right. You have to hold your balance through. Anyway, I look forward to hearing him talk about that. I'll listen to that podcast.
Yeah, it's really good. What time do you think you'll get that up today?
By noon.
Okay. So Johnny Mosley podcast, new episodes on Mondays. Let's get going here. KLSE HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.